I've got Nick from the invasion that's happening at the Cedar Falls Motorsports Park. My friend Nick, welcome to the Rock 108 Morning Show.
What's going on, Brian?
What is it about a Mustang that's for you?
What's not to like about a Mustang, I think, would be a better question. I mean, the Coyote's the king of all engines, and I mean, they had the body styling. It's the best car all around.
With a Mustang, what model, what year?
So I personally have a twin turbo 2011. It's bright green. You can't miss it, and it'll definitely be out there at the Invasion this weekend.
Do you like the older style of Mustangs?
Oh, 100%. I wish people would bring them out more often. My buddy Jeff, he's got a 67 Coyote swapped fastback, and it's gorgeous. Everyone drools over it.
There's some words that you've said there that civilians may not understand. And that's part of the invasion, right? So let's talk about it. This is at the Cedar Falls Motorsports Park, and it's not just one day. It's a couple, right?
That's right. So we have Friday night. We're doing our Waterloo night meets. We do water night meets all across the state, but we're bringing them to Waterloo. So we're looking forward to having that there. And then Saturday, of course, is the main day. Drag racing, burnout contest. We have power wheel drag racing for kiddos, bounce houses for kids. It's really all-encompassing event. And, of course, Sunday is the car show.
So with the drag racing itself, is it only professionals involved? Is it civilians? How does that work?
Good question. So anyone can come out and run their car, whether it's a Mustang, you know, a Ferrari, a Corvette, doesn't matter. We invite everyone to come out and race.
So it's not just Mustangs.
No, sir. It's an all makes and models event. And we had a great turnout last year. We invite everyone to come back this year.
You said all makes and models. So is there a little bit of dust up sometimes between Mustang people and let's say like Camaro people, or how does that work?
Absolutely. That's kind of what we're hoping for. It's kind of like a Mustangs versus the world scenario. And we invite everyone to come out and just run what they brung.
So it's kind of hard to describe, but what is car culture like?
I think nowadays it's changed a lot. I think people, you know, maybe not have a father figure or a dad or someone like that who's involved in the car scene. And now it's just people kind of doing smaller meets. So having a meet of this caliber, I think really just gets the entire community involved. And you'll see everything, again, from a Ferrari or a Lamborghini to a Mustang. It's crazy.
How many cars are you expecting for something like this?
Friday nights, we typically have, you know, between 400 to 1,000 cars. Saturday last year, we had 700 Mustangs alone. And I want to say we had like 500 to 800 non-Mustangs. So that would include like Corvettes, Camaros, and things like that. And then Sunday's our car show. That's a good question. This is our first year doing the car show. So expecting a great turnout for that as well.
Beyond the cars themselves, do you have vendors that have parts or anything like that?
So we have Ford Performance coming out with their semi. We have Celine. So Steve Celine was out this year. He's coming out again this year. We have RTR Vehicles, Quick Performance. We have Ames Ford Performance, Lincoln Way Trailers, tons of awesome vendors, local and national.
Are you going to run your car during the drag race, or are you going to stay away?
I'll probably be too busy for the drag racing, but I do plan to do the burnout contest.
I heard once that when somebody does a burnout, they don't buy their own tires, but I feel like everybody that's going to do it.
They do, but Beyer Motorsports actually out of Hudson is going to pay for whoever wins tires. So if you're scared about burning through your tires, you have a chance to get those tires replaced.
All makes and models during the invasion at Cedar Falls Motorsports Park. Give me the details one more time.
Hey, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and open all makes and models. And we want to see you guys all there. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Friday night, noon on Saturday, and 9 on Sunday. Again, we have over a dozen food trucks as well on top of those national local vendors, and just come out and support local racing in the car community.
Nick with the invasion. You can find them on Facebook right now. Cedar Falls Motorsports Park. Make sure you go check it out. Get your kids on out there too. Nick, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Brian.